Blog Talk Radio.
Unlikely Leaders, Chapter 1, God's Purpose for His Church. The Church is God's appointed agency to save lost men and women. Its mission is to carry the gospel to the world. Through the Church, eventually everyone, including even the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, will see the final and full display of God's love. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. In the Scriptures, there are many wonderful promises about the Church. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people, to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritages, that you may say to the prisoners, Go forth, to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7, chapter 49, verses 8, 9, and 15. The Church is God's fortress, His city of refuge, which He holds in a world in revolt. Any betrayal of the Church is treason against Him, who has bought mankind with the blood of His only Son. From the beginning, the Church has been made up of faithful people. In every age, the Lord's watchmen have faithfully given His message to their own generation. God has sent out His angels to minister to His church, and the gates of hell have not been able to prevail against his people. Not one opposing force has risen to counteract his work that God did not see ahead of time. He has not left his church forsaken, but has outlined in prophecy what would happen. All his plans will be fulfilled. God inspires and guards truth, and it will triumph over all opposition. Feeble and defective as they may appear, the church is the one object that God regards above all others. It is the theater of his grace, in which he delights to reveal his power to transform hearts. Earthly kingdoms rule by physical power, but Christ banishes every instrument of force in his kingdom. His rule is to uplift humanity and make it more noble. God has filled his church with various gifts and has given it the Holy Spirit. From the beginning, God has worked through his people to bring blessing to the world. God made Joseph a fountain of life to the ancient Egyptian nation. Through him, God preserved that whole people. Through Daniel, God saved the life of all the wise men of Babylon. These deliverances illustrate the spiritual blessings offered to the world through the God whom Joseph and Daniel worshipped. Everyone who will reveal Christ's love to the world is a worker with God for blessing humanity. God desired Israel to be like wells of salvation in the world. The nations of the world had lost the knowledge of God. They had once known him, but because they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, their foolish hearts were darkened. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Yet God did not blot them out. He decided to give them the opportunity to become acquainted with him through his chosen people. Through the sacrificial service, Christ was to be lifted up, and all who would look to him would live. The whole system of types and symbols was a condensed prophecy of the gospel. But the people of Israel forgot God and failed to fulfill their holy mission. They clung to all their advantages for their own glorification. They shut themselves away from the world in order to escape temptation. They robbed God of service, and they robbed other people of a holy example. Priests and rulers became satisfied with a legal religion. They thought their own righteousness was more than enough. They did not accept the good will of God as something apart from themselves, but connected it with their own merit because of their good works. The faith that works by love could find no place in the religion of the Pharisees. God declared about Israel, "I had planted you a noble vine, a seed of highest quality. How then have you turned before me into the degenerate plant of an alien vine?" Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 21. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold, oppression; for righteousness, but behold, a cry for help. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost, but with force and cruelty you have ruled them. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 7, Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 4. The Savior turned from the Jewish leaders to entrust others with the privileges they had abused and the work they had scorned. God's glory must be revealed. His kingdom must be established. The disciples were called to do the work that the Jewish leaders had failed to do.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us. Sorry about the space of silence. I hung up on accident, so I had to hurry up and call back in. So praise the Lord. And I just want to welcome each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us this evening as we're still in a time of preparation, but we know this soon. I believe over here within 45 minutes or so will be the Sabbath. So happy preparation day. And if you're in the Sabbath, happy Sabbath. Just want to welcome you. Amen. Let us start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord. Every day as we draw near and near to the Sabbath, oh Father, we thank you, Lord, for your comfort, your peace, your rest, for your wisdom, your knowledge, your protection, your mercy upon our life, Lord. We thank you. We glorify and magnify your name. Forgive us of our sins. forgive us of our trespass where we have not put you first, Lord. Help us, Lord, to change from our backwards way and serve you with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind, O Father, and to have our mind on heavenly things, O Father, and so that we can know what you are doing in the most holy place, which is interceding for our prayer. Help us, Lord, to be in unity with you, Father, so that where you are, soon we will be, Father. Please be with our children, be with those that have grandchildren, be with our neighbors or family, co-workers, be with our community, those that we meet from day in and day out, O Father. All the tracts and the books that have went out, the prayers that have prayed, O Father, the answer that you have given, O Lord. We thank you, O Father. We thank you. We just glorify and we magnify your name, Lord. You said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And we praise you this day, Lord. We ask that you will be with those that are joining us via the internet, that you will bless them in a marked way, Lord. Help them and strengthen them. Be with the sick and the feeble among us, O Father. Please, Lord, we pray that they will give their hearts to you, O Father, that they will seek you, O Father, even for healing and restoration, kind and loving Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you ever so much and glorify and magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'll just read, before I open the line, I'll just read this quote. It says, through the power of Christ, men and women have broken the chain of sinful habit. They have renounced selfishness. The profane has become reverent. Amen. The drunken sober, the profligate pure. Soul that has borne the likeness of Satan has become transformed into the image of God. Amen. A ransom was given for us. Amen. Continue. This change in itself, so let's try that again. This change is in itself the miracle of miracle. A change wrought by the Word, which is Christ. Amen. It is one of the deepest mystery of the Word. We cannot understand it. We can only believe. As declared by the scripture, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. So Christ in us is the hope of glory. Renounce all that would hinder him from making progress in the upward way or that would turn the feet of others from the narrow path. The believers will reveal in his daily life mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, forbearance, and the love of Christ. And this is Amazing Grace, from the devotion Amazing Grace. So, brothers and sisters, we must be showing daily mercy. We must reveal daily mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, forbearance. That means long-suffering, having patience, the love of Christ to each and every one that we come in contact with, especially those of our household. Sometimes we tend to do these to others, but our household, we're, you know, speaking for myself, short temper, and we're not so patient, and we think they should know, but this goes for each and every one. So as Christ have it towards us, we ought to have this Christ-likeness towards those we come in contact with. And die to self daily. We have to die to self. Amen? We know we serve a true and living God. And all these things that he's asking us to do, he has done it. He's not asking us to do anything that is too hard. He already provided for us. Amen. And Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29, it says, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalts folly. That's foolishness. So we have to be slow to wrath, slow to anger, brothers and sisters, so that they can be said of us that we have great understanding, that we love our Savior, and that we are doing His will. Amen. Okay, please press 1 if you would like to share your devotion, your praise report, your thanksgiving, a prayer request, sing a song of meditation. Amen. And say, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the first line that has pressed 1. Thank you for being a faithful witness and joining us. 518-650. Your line is now open. Amen.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Amen.
Thank you for opening my line. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany. Good evening. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Barnaby. Go ahead.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Every trials and temptations, is there troubled anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise or forsake thee, take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee, thou wilt find a solace there. And I'm going to read Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life, and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according unto the multitude of your tender mercy, dear God. Cut out my transgression and cleanse me from my sin. Father, if there's anything in me that is unlike you, remove it, O God, so that my prayer can come up to your sweet incense and your blessing may come down and bless your people. Father, I put each and every one of us on this prayer line into your hand, O God, with our families, our children, our grandchildren, our parents, all our families, dear God. You know who on the prayer line, O God, parted, taking part and who in the background listening. Be with each and every one in a special way. I lay every one, O God, each and every one of us lay ourselves at the foot of the cross before you, because you will take full control of us. O God, never leave us, never forsake us, always be near us to hear us when we cry. We are unworthy, we are unholy, we are undone, we are nothing good, dear God. But because of your love and your mercy, Jesus, we are here this evening so that we can give you thanks. I just want to give you thanks for everything you have done for us from we were born and what you have done from throughout the week, oh God, the 6 days of toil and labor. And now, Lord, your holy Sabbath joy at night. We just want to praise you and we just want to thank you. We just want to magnify you. We just want to lift you up. We just want to give you thanks, oh God, for everything you have done for us. We love you. We adore you. We magnify you, God. We praise you. We exalt you. And we honor you because you are more than words can explain. Father, take full control of us, oh God. I'm asking you to heal the sick, dear Jesus. Heal the sick, oh God. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked. Open shelter for the homeless. Lord, you see our needs, oh God. I'm asking you to supply it according to your riches in glory. Lord, you know and you understand. No one is greater than you and no one can do what you do. You are the greatest healer. You are the God of the heaven, the earth, the vast universe, oh God. You have made us, you have fashioned us into your likeness according to your will. And you put us on this earth, oh God. Lord, Satan is like a roaring lion trying to devour us, but oh God, help us to reach out in faith and put our trust in you, Jesus, and to hold close to you, and you will hold us in your arms. Continue to bless us in a special way, Lord. And whatever we do on this line tonight, let everything be done according to your will. Hear my prayer. Hear my cry again, oh God. And come nigh, near unto each and every one of us. Be with in our home, each and every doorpost in our home, oh God. And everything that is in our home, Lord, dispatch your holy angels around us to guard and to guide us, to comfort us, oh God, and to keep our minds stayed on you. Because without you, dear Jesus, we are nothing. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on your people, dear God. Mold us, break us, melt us, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Hear my prayer again. Hear my cry. Give ear to my word. Let not my prayer come void, but let it be a blessing, dear God. I pray and I give you thanks. In the name of the Father, Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Barnaby. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the song. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your presence. May the Lord continue to bless you and your family. Amen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen. Again, please press 1 if you would like to share at this time so that I can open your line. Praise the Lord. The Lord is truly good, brothers and sisters, and he's worthy to be praised. You know, I know throughout the week we've been praising him, but it's time to come together and praise him and lift up his name and talk of his goodness and share, be an encouragement to each and everyone. Amen. I'll go ahead and open the next line. 518-489, your line is open. Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath,
amen.
Sister Carla. And happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. I just want to give God thanks that he have carried us safely through another week to see a beautiful Sabbath. God is so good. He is so great. He is worthy to be praised. We know that the Sabbath is very, very important. And although we join this line Sabbath day by day, you know, we heard these requests and these words about the Sabbath. So sometimes we may feel, oh, yes, we know that is the Sabbath. Yes, that is the Sabbath. But as the Lord has warned us that, you know what, these things, we have to teach it to our children when they are awake, when they are sleeping, when they are awake or all around us. We have to teach because we are going to experience great crisis and situation that, you know, even though we know that is the Sabbath, what is facing us, that we're going to, some of us going to reject, you know, and just follow what the other people doing. So this is very important for us to really know that the Sabbath was given to mankind from creation of the world. And we're supposed to believe in the Sabbath. We're supposed to teach and to allow people to know that that will, the Sabbath will be one of the greatest tests that is coming down upon God's people. So I will just read a little thing, little chapter, this little chapter about the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man, and we find that in Mark 2:27, brothers and sisters, when we're going out to share these messages to present the Sabbath. Because, you know, today I was even speaking to my sister, and you know what, when you bring up the Sabbath, oh, she said, oh, you called before the Sabbath. I have to talk to you before the Sabbath. I praise the Lord that she acknowledged that the Sabbath is coming up near. So, you know, she whatever she has to do or share, she has to share it before the Sabbath. So I just want to thank God that she acknowledged the Sabbath. And I'm praying that one day soon and very soon that they too will respect God's Sabbath and worship the Sabbath in spirit and in truth. It says the Sabbath is a memorial of creation to our salvation. So you know what? The Sabbath is not just we say the Sabbath. The Sabbath was given to us as a memorial of creation and our salvation. And first it was the memorial of creation. And Exodus 31:17 said, it is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. So we know that God is the one who had created the Sabbath. And as a memorial of the creation of this world, the Sabbath cannot pass away without first having this world passed away and creating a new one. Our planet could not have a new, different Sabbath day without having it first all into oblivion, and then a new planet created from nothing. But no such event has occurred. Just as we have listened now, a lot of news, we heard that the Sabbath is Sunday, you know, and we hear different things is happening. But brothers and sisters, we have to be well equipped, you know, so that we can go out and share this Sabbath message out there, because it will be a test. It said second, the Sabbath is a symbol of our salvation. And when we keep it, we tell the world that we belong to God and that we serve and obey him. So when we are keeping the Sabbath, brothers and sisters, the way the Lord wants us, we are showing the world, we are telling the world, you know, that we serve and obey God, right? That we belong to God and we serve and that be obedient to God's commandment. So that is what we have to go and share. And it said the 7 day Sabbath is a sign of our conversion, sanctification, and salvation. And also Exodus 31:30 said, verily by Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am the Lord that does sanctify you. So the Sabbath, when we look at the Sabbath, we are looking upon God. We know that he is a true God. He is the God who have created us, and the heaven and earth and everything is the one that is in control. And he said now in Exodus 20:12, moreover also I give them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctified them. And Ezekiel 20, verse 12. So brothers and sisters on this land, let us really, really, you know, does not talk about the Sabbath, but we here have to practice the true Sabbath keeping. Because we may say we go to church, yes, tomorrow, or go do things, but we do all kind of things. Even Sabbath evening, we do all kind of things, and we know that the Lord is not pleased with us. So let us ask the Lord to help each one of us that we can worship the Sabbath, that we can be obedient to follow the true Sabbath keeping. It said here in Exodus 20:20, and all of my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord thy God. So the Sabbath is very important, and I am so thankful to, you know, to my Father when the Sabbath comes, especially on Friday. Friday preparation day. I look forward for the Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I am so thankful that God have given us this day of rest, not only to rest, like sleeping or doing our own thing, but that we can pray, give him the praise, we can study his word, we can commune with him, and, you know, also we can share the Sabbath message to our brothers, our sisters. So my prayer today is for each one of us with this gospel message of the 10th commandment, the 4th of the 10 God gave us, and he wants all of all the 10 that we supposed to be obedient to keep all the 10 commandments, and their Sabbath will be a sign. And we know that soon and very soon, with all the crisis and all the situation that is happening in this world, we know it's the Sabbath they are looking for. That Sabbath they want to steal away from God. But they cannot steal God's Sabbath, because God's Sabbath is a sign and it is also a command. So I just want to thank God that, you know, he allows us. And let us be faithful, brothers and sisters. I will just offer a little word of prayer. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, I just want to thank you for your commandment that you have given unto us. This Sabbath, dear Lord, this Sabbath bring joy. This Sabbath bring peace. This Sabbath, Lord, bring obedience to us so that we can follow your command. And as we join here each night, Lord Jesus, to praise and to give you thanks, Lord, and to learn more about you, dear Lord, in your writings that you have given unto us, Lord, your prophecy, Lord, that we have read your scripture that is pointing out how we should live our life and how we should be obedient to your will. So, Father, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for this land. We want to thank you for our brothers and sisters who joined Sister Barnaby, Lord, giving you praise and singing and reading. And, Lord, we want to just say how much, Lord, you are so good. You are so great to us, Father. We want to thank you for Sister Carla, is who sing tonight, dear Lord, and that you have kept her throughout the week, Lord, your protection for her, to and fro, from work to home, and Lord, the patience that you have given unto her and the love that she have extended unto them, we want to thank you. Thank you for Sister Considelli and Father, who came on this line, dear Lord, presenting a message, a tip with her songs, her prayer, Lord, and praying for each one of us on this land, Sister Leola, as she lift up her son Jarvis, and also lift up our daughter, sometimes the name can't come out, but you know the name of our daughter, dear Lord Jesus. And also, Sister Brenda and Brother John, Father, we lift up Brother Yudi with the project, and Sister Melissa and the baby Elizabeth and Caleb. Lord, we lift them up, and father-in-law and mother-in-law, dear, dear Lord, we ask you to surround them. We ask you to provide for them their many means, Lord, and allow that place that it will be a light in the community. We lift up the church, Lord, and also the brothers and sisters over that area. We also lift up Brother Bernard, his wife, and that community, Lord. We lift up Sister Richards, Brother Elder Richards, and those in Tennessee. Oh, Sister Nelda, Sister Haber, and Lord, Sister Boyd, Brother Ray, and all those dear Father down that side, even the Rhode Island team we lift up today, dear Lord. We lift up these team in Albany, upstate Albany. We lift up those in Maryland, Father, Sister Stephanie and Carja and KJ, dear Lord, and all those who join us each night, Father, even those on the internet. Brother Rick, Lord, lift up Brother Rick to you tonight. Continue to bless Ashley and his family, his wife and his family, and also his church family. We lift up Brother O'Neill as he pray for his children. Lord, continue to bless them, continue to keep them, continue to allow them to study your word, dear Father, and carry out your gospel message. We also lift up those who are presenting the message out there, the evangelists, Lord, the missionaries. We lift them to you, Father. We also lift up dear Sister Dixie in Texas, Lord. We lift up the Martin family, Lord, with their voice going around and giving you praise, Lord, in that ministry, Father. Bless them, Lord. We lift up that Sister Annette Wright, Lord, who join us on the line. Father, you know everything. And Father, what more could we ask our young people, dear Lord? Brother Nicholas, Lord, and Sister Amanda, KJ and Carja, dear Lord. Father, Sister Amari and Lord Shyla and Jarvis Jr. Those are the young people and many more young people, Lord, in our church. We ask you to keep them, guide them, Lord, allow them that they will study your words, that they can go out and share your gospel message, Father. We present the great controversy study, Lord, both in Maryland and in Tennessee, dear Father, and all the books and literatures and tracts that is going out, we present them to you, Lord, and allow those people who receive those books that they will not just only read those books, but they will be able to share it with others. And Lord, tonight we lift up St. Vincent. While you see the situation over there, Father, we ask you to keep those people calm so that they, dear Lord, will trust you and you will make a way and provide for them, dear Lord. We ask you to bless us on this line tonight. And any name that I fail to call Brother Eli, as he prayed for Jari, he's praying for his mother, he's also praying for himself and the house manager, dear Ishmael, and all the others, I lift them up to you. What more could we ask of you today? More than give you all the praise that due to you. And now, Lord, we are looking forward, Father, for the message. So we ask you, Father God, to present a message, that a message with thorough heart, a message will allow us, dear Father, to see our need of crying out for you, and a message for us to be obedient to do your will. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' loving name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. Thank you, everyone.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for coming on, for sharing, and also thank you for praying the blessing to hear my brothers and sisters on the line, and also to hear the prayer requests and to hear you know, the faithful one that comes on to give God thanks and honor and glory. So thank you again for sharing. Amen. Amen. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. I'll go to the next caller. Just a moment. Five eight five seven six one five. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Hello, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath. My name is Brother Eli. I like to thank God because God is good. He's awesome. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, I would like to thank for Sister Power was praying for me and my mother and Brother Jerry. I like to thank God for that, Sister Carla, because God is good. God is merciful. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. God is good, Sister Carla. God is awesome. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, I already tell Sister Powell to tell Sister Stephanie to Bible study with Brother Jari. I don't know if Sister Stephanie did the Bible study with him. And I don't know if Sister Stephanie told him to be on the prayer line Thursday and Friday and Sunday. I don't know yet. Sister Carla, can you ask Sister Powell why are you hosting the prayer line? Can you tell Sister Powell, did Sister Stephanie reach out to Brother Jari and tell Sister Powell did Sister Stephanie do Bible study with him? And Sister Carla, I have a prayer request. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer. Pray for me, Sister Carla. Lift me up in prayer, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, I go say to Brother Yudi, may God bless you with your ministry, because God is good, Brother Yudi. God is merciful, Brother Yudi. Brother Yudi, give God thanks. Give him praise, because he is worthy to be praised, Brother Yudi. God will break every chain for you, Brother Yudi. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it, brothers and sisters, we love it. Have in the Lord, because God is good, brothers and sisters. And Sister Carla, when you're going to preach on the prayer line, when you're going to preach the gospel message on the prayer line, Sister Carla, you should preach the gospel message to Sister Carla, just like Sister Stephanie was. Preaching, just
amen.
Like Sister Stephanie was preaching yesterday. You should preach too, Sister Carla, on this prayer line. May God bless you, Sister Carla, with your ministry. May God continue to guide you, Sister Carla. God will make a way for you, Sister Carla. God will say to you, preach the word on this prayer line. Preach the gospel message on this prayer line for the youth, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, I don't know the Sister Powell to tell. I don't know if Sister Powell tell Sister Stephanie to do Bible study with Brother Jari. Pray for Brother Jari, because he needs a lot of prayer, Sister Carla. He needs it at the moment. Sister Carla, can you tell Brother O'Neill to pray for Brother Jari, because Brother Jari needs a lot of prayer. Pray for Brother Jari and he could baptize.
Yeah.
But Sister Carla, he needs a lot of prayer because Sister Carla, the enemy is trying to attack him at this moment, Sister Carla.
We're going to pray right now. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. Thank you. Praise the Lord. And Sister Powell and Sister Stephanie is going to work it out and call him. So don't worry. Everything in God's timing. And I just thank you for that encouragement. And thank you for letting the Holy Spirit speak through you about me, you know, speaking and, you know, bringing a word or a message. So in due time, Praise the Lord. God wants all of us to be disciples, to be able to bring a message, bring a thought, you know, share, be encouraged and encourage others and be a blessing. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we just thank you right now for Brother Eli, his faithfulness, his concern about Brother Jahari, his mother, his friends, oh Lord, please touch his heart. Give him comfort and peace, even today on this Sabbath day, Lord. Be with him. Be with Jahari. Be with the other youth that are at the group home, I believe it is, and also those that attend his school, or if he's still on the bus, that, you know, go on the bus, Lord, and the house manager, Lord. Hear our prayer accordingly, O Father. Help us, O Father, to continue to encourage these young people. Continue to pray for them, O Father. Forgive us where we have failed and come short. Bless us, strengthen us, guide us, Lord. Teach us your way so that we can teach others, so that we can be example unto each and everyone we come in contact with. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. And I also, as Sister Powell was reading Ezekiel 20:20, as it says, "And hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you." So we know, we saw the sign is between us and God. You know, each and every one of us has a personal, should or have a personal relationship to God. So we have to give account to him. It's between us, not the world, but each individual that loves him and keep his commandment and his law and his statute. This sign is between us and God individually. Amen. It says that ye may know that I am the Lord your God, so that Sister Powell may know the Lord for herself, Sister Carla, Sister Leola, Brother Eli, each and every one of us may know the Lord for ourselves and know that he is our God, a personal God. He loves us so much. So let us, you know, glorify his name. Let us talk of his goodness. Let us share and let us, you know, pray for each, continue to pray for each other and our family and friends. Amen. Again, please press 1 so you can share your testimony, your devotion reading, your thoughts. If you like to pray also, if you have a prayer request, this is to share that or to present that. Amen. Amen. I'll go ahead and open the line for the next caller. Happy Sabbath. Thank you for calling. 8518-482. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath to all my brothers and sisters on the line. Happy Sabbath. I'm a bit late, but better late than never. Yes, I want to sing a song. Christians seek not yet repose. But first, I have the scripture to read. It is taken from Romans 12:2. The scripture tells us, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And yes, most Christians are conformed to this world today, to the point that the average person, they cannot tell the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian. And we know that is true. We see that every day. The excuse that if we are too different from the world will want to know about Christianity if we are different. But if we are going in the same direction, they wouldn't want to know anything. So that would be a problem. There are at least problems with this. No process. The first is that Jesus never used that tactic, and we are told that he that said he abided in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. And that text is taken from 1 John 2:6. And secondly, if we conform to this world, we cannot win anybody to the truth. It's sure it has, they will, don't have that, we wouldn't have that, pull to get them out. And we can really get them out, but through Christ, which we live the life that we're supposed to live. Just thinking about it, if you want to, if your friends see you drinking like coffee or whatever it is, they wouldn't want to join you. And see you going to the movies, theater, clubs, and all of these things, they wouldn't want to join you. But if you stand up for Jesus, he will stand up for you. We should not be conformed to the practices of this world. We are to ask the Lord to renew our spirits, our minds, that we may be new creatures in Christ. Walk not after the flesh. We should not walk after the flesh, but we should walk what? After the Spirit. We should have asked the Lord to give us the mind of Jesus so we can do the things that Jesus did when he was here on this earth. Our minds are not renewed if we are conformed to this world. So, brothers and sisters, my little advice to us is not to be conformed to this world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. I want to sing this little song of encouragement to us as brothers and sisters on this line on this beautiful Sabbath evening. It says, Christians, seek not repose. Christians, seek not yet repose. Cast thy dreams of ease away. Thou art in the midst of foes, worth and praise. Guard thy heavenly arm on, wear it ever night and day. Ambush lies the evil one. Watch and pray. Hear the victors who hearken. Still they march each warrior's way. All with one sweet voice exclaim, watch and pray. Watch as they from God alone on the issue of the day. Pray that help may be sent down. Watch and pray. Yes, this is my little focus for us tonight, that we should always be watchful and be praying. We are to make sure that we don't take things into our body that would destroy our mind. So if a person who professes to be a Christian is getting along with everyone easy, what do you think is happening? If we are, as Christians, getting along with everybody, what do you think is happening? Something is happening. Something is happening. We are going in the same direction. So if we are standing up for Christ, people will see the difference in us and want to follow us. So my little advice to us is not to be conformed to this world this evening. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, and God bless all of us on this line, and have a happy Sabbath. This is Sister Consonelli. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for coming on and sharing, and always a blessing to hear your beautiful voice and your singing and just your encouragement. Truly a blessing to each and everyone on this prayer line. Thank you for joining us. Late is okay, you know. I know we all have things to do, and the Sabbath is setting later, so there's more time in the day, and you know the time is nice. It's spring, and it's warm and nice outside, and we should be outside getting fresh air, and you know, finishing up the things that we need to do before the Sabbath. Amen. Thank you again. I'll go to the next caller again. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us this evening. 985-232, your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Sister Carla?
Yes, Sister Brenda. We can hear you.
Happy Sabbath. I want to thank God for watching over us. The days has passed, and thank him for his blessings. I would like to read a prayer. Dear God, I am grateful for your love and your assurance you give me that you will always be with me. I can't make it through this world without you, Lord. You give me the strength I need to bear the trial and the will to keep going on. May I never try to stray from your covering, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank the Lord for some good words and strengthening words, because without the Lord, none of us would be able to carry on, because this is a straying world, and it's very stressful. But I maintain through the Lord since I really got to meet my brothers and sisters at Advent Light. And I keep going on, and I keep strength. And the faith was already, you know, there, and believing in God was already there. But I'm very strong now, and I don't give up, and I hold on. So I know it's just a touching sense I got. It's a difference. You know, and I just thank my brothers and sisters on Advent Light, all of you, and y'all doing a great job. And I keep y'all in prayer, and wherever I go or whoever come in contact with me, I tell them to keep Advent Light in prayer, because y'all are some good Christians, and they have to, you know, get to know, but, you know, some of them are stuck in their religion and they don't want to carry over, but they want you to carry over. But, you know, you got to listen in order to know what the word is like. And you have to learn more, you know, and you got to, everybody's scared to go deep. And I don't know why, because some people just want to learn the basics, the beginning, you know, from, I don't know, the beginning starts at, I forgot, beginning of the book to the end, the first set of the Bible, and that's the farthest they go. It's a teaching, but you have to go past that. So I was glad I met Advent Light to go past that. And they taught me the hard way, because I'm able to stand firm now, because I was just so scary of people telling me about the Bible and my sister, the mark of the beast coming and stuff. And I just didn't want to hear that because it was scary. But now that I got into Advent Light, I mean, look like I could face the lion, the beast, and the serpent, but I'm afraid of the serpent, but look like I could face it, you know. And I just thank God for Advent Light, and God bless all y'all, and I just want to just keep lifting up Advent Light, and my brothers and sisters that have their projects going on. The Lord strength each and every one of y'all, and just lift up the sick and all the ones outside and all my family. Amen. That'll be it for the night. Not Brother John. It's not attending. And lift up my grandbaby. She had surgery in her mouth. She had to get every one of her little cheap caps. But I forgot to tell y'all, I got 4 grandchildren. I got a 19-year-old, 17-year-old, a 6 and a 2. So it's the 19 and the 17 is the 19 is a boy, the 17 is a girl. The 6-year-old is a boy, and the 3 is the girl. That's the one who has the surgery. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for coming on. Praise the Lord for your grandchildren, the blessings to have grandchildren, be able to see them and spend time with them and lead them in the right path and be able to counsel, pray with them, and lift them up before the Lord. Thank you for coming on and sharing. May the Lord continue to bless you and your husband, Brother John. And I thank you for learning the truth from Advent Light, studying Sister Powell, Sister Leola, Brother Udi, and each and every one that you, you know, study with or heard or, you know, that have encouraged you and helped you along the way and pray for you. Such a blessing, and it's a testimony to be able to give God praise for his disciples that he's using in these last days to bring people closer to him. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Press 1 so that I can open your line. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Please press 1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to share, if you have a prayer request, or if you would like to offer a word of prayer, or you have a song of meditation, press 1 that I can open your line. Amen. God is good, and he's truly worthy to be praised. And sometimes we don't praise him enough. I don't praise him enough, and I just want to praise him. And as the words say, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. I'll open the line for 518-409. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Amen, and blessed Sabbath to you all, and thank you for opening up my line. Brother Udi calling from the state of Arkansas. It has been a very hard week, toiling in addition to the cares and family responsibilities and things of that sort. The enemy, I can tell you, brothers and sisters, have mounted up his attack. And the reason why is because we are endeavoring to do God's work. So we're not going to expect him to just lay down and let us pass, right? The enemy does increase his attack upon us as we are drawing closer to God, as we are endeavoring to do his work. But the promise is that though the enemy may come in like a flood, right, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And that is the promise I am clinging on to this evening. And I have a special prayer request. And I rarely ask for prayer. Not because I don't need it, but because I'm often the one praying for other people. I'm asking for special prayer tonight. I'm asking for divine intervention to take place. There is a specific prayer request that I have, and it's a silent prayer request. I'm asking for the divine intervention of God to take place in that. And also to prepare my heart. Tomorrow we will be having our communion at church. And I'm asking for prayer for the industry that we are opening. There are so much more to be done. And I look around and sometimes I just look around and I get discouraged. But I know that God does not work the way that we think that he is going to often work, right? Sometimes we're waiting for him to just open up the sky and just pour out, you know, funds or whatever the case may be in order to finish the work that we have started. But He doesn't often do that because he wants to teach us lessons. He wants to allow us to go through the process. God is a God of process. He wants to allow the process to take place so that we can trust him. And little by little, he's adding on to things. And so I want to continue to trust him. Now, I'm also praying for a special prayer request for my family here, my children, my wife, myself, and a special prayer request from there's a specific issue at my job, and you guys know how it is at work. Sometimes the coworkers that are non-Christians, they gossip about things that they don't know. They misconstrue things, and it's all a part of the work of the enemy. I'm praying that as I finish up there, that the Lord would truly work out a miracle at that place on my behalf. I was sharing the gospel with one of the residents on Thursday, and right after that, something happened, an emergent situation happened where I had to leave work and go and take care of it. But the enemy, again, is trying to mount up his attack. He's trying to stop things from happening. There's so much more things that we need to do to fully open up. But I'm asking for patience and for trust in divine power to know that God is able to do all things. You know, sometimes we say that, but sometimes we would do well to call a brethren to pray with them, to encourage them. To encourage them in the work that they are doing and not just meet once or twice a week, my friends, you know, because we never know what folks are going through as they are endeavoring to do a work for God. This is not easy by any stretch of the imagination. What we are doing is very difficult and hard. And sometimes we need, we don't always need people's funds or money. Sometimes we need somebody to pray. Sometimes you need somebody to call and encourage you to keep doing the work and things of that sort. I want to encourage us to be mindful of these things and also to continue to pray for us as we endeavor to share the gospel message. This is not a business. A lot of people are confusing. We are not opening up a business. We are opening up a ministry in which to share the gospel message. Our primary outreach in that store is books. So this is not a business. Do not get it confused for that purpose. That is not the purpose of it. We are not doing it to enrich ourselves. We are using everything that we have, everything that God has given us into this work. And sometimes we do it because and I'll just be honest with you, sometimes that which we gain, we put it in God's work, and we have nothing left over for ourselves. So I want you guys to understand that what we are doing is not just some sort of a business. We are told in the Testimonies, Volume 1, that Ellen White and James White put their monies into the work of God, and they could not afford to buy furniture to sit on in their homes, because they were utilizing their money for God's work to advance the cause. Now, I'm not saying we don't have furniture, but I'm saying there are times where we have to go without in order to support God's work. And so we need prayer, we need encouragement, and we also need our brethren to understand and to join us in the work that we are doing here for the forwarding of the gospel. So may God bless you, and happy Sabbath.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Yudi. We will keep you in prayer, your job, and also the ministry and your family. Amen. May you be encouraged, and may the Lord help you. We know sometimes we try to do a lot on our own, and like you said, we need to depend and trust on God to do the work, you know, just like little testimony right here with me. I say, Lord, this is too much. I'm alone. I can't do all of this. And you know, he said, I will send you help. You know, it's not I wasn't going to do it all in my strength, and because I don't know, you know, but he said he was going to send me help. And he did send me a lot of help, even from my own brethren. And I just thank the Lord for that. And may you be encouraged. You and the family be blessed, and the Lord will send you help. And be faithful. Amen. So we, if there's no more testimonies, no more prayer requests, we will go into word of prayer. Sister Powell. If Sister Powell can give us a word of prayer, I'll open her line. Amen. 518-489. Your line is now open.
Okay. All right, Sister Carla, okay? I just going to sing a verse with your song, and then I pray. Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of kings. Be thou thyself the answer to all my questioning. Live out thy life within me, in all things is thy way. I thy transparent medium, thy glory to display. O kind and righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, we want to thank you for this blessed Sabbath day that you have given unto us. We want to thank you for your love, Lord, your love that you have provided for us, for food, shelter, clothing, peace of mind, Lord. We want to thank you, Father, that we can share your words, come on this line to listen to your word. And all the various requests, Lord, you know each heart. You see what each one of us is going through. And, dear Father, we are told us to live out our life within you. Lord, we want you to live within us our life. We want, Lord Jesus, as we come before your throne room this moment, each heart, dear Lord, we ask you as we petition all these various requests to you, every one of us on this line, dear Lord, we ask you to search us, see within us. If there is anything, dear Father, within us, we ask you to remove it. Heavenly Father, we are asking you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon each heart. Help us that we will rejuvenate ourselves. We will be refreshed, Lord, and we will be filled with your sweet Holy Spirit, that we can live the life that you want us to live, that we can preach the way you want us to preach, to teach the way you want us to teach, to demonstrate your love to others, dear Father, the way you want us, to allow us that we are the representative of you, we are your ambassador, to do your will, especially in this time, Lord, that we are living in. So this night, Lord, we present all our various requests, each and every heart to you. And we want to thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in the most holy sanctuary now, the heavenly sanctuary, blotting out our sin, dear Lord. Help us, dear Father, just as though you are blotting out our sins, that we here with our temple, our own heart, Lord, that we will put away all sin, that you can cover us with your righteousness, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful, Father, to that, Lord. We present the requests that you have given unto us. We present Brother Eli request, Lord, as he's praying for his mother. He said, more prayer, more power. You know what Mother June needs, dear Lord. We ask you to give her the strength she needs. We ask you, Lord, to allow her to study your word. We ask you to help her that she will continue to share your word. We ask you to provide for her many needs, her concern, Lord, especially, Lord, in her heart, Lord, and her concern about her dear beloved son, Brother Eli. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to touch your dear Brother Eli, Father, and we just want to say thank you because we have seen you have worked miracle upon Brother Eli, dear Lord. Brother Eli, dear Father, come
on this land, dear Father, and he hears, and he have the love for every one of us. He has the love for his schoolmate, Lord, them, then also Jari Ishmael and his house manager and all his friends and brethren at his church and on this land. So we just want to thank you for the miracle that you have worked with Brother Eli. So continue to bless him, continue to keep him, continue to allow his friends that they will love him and show him love and tender-hearted, dear God, just as though he have been showing love to each of us. So we just give you the praises, Lord, for that. We also lift up our dear sister Brenda, Lord. What a friend, as we sing this song, what a friend we have in Jesus. We know that Jesus have touched her heart and her husband, Lord, and Brother John, and that she can come to share your word and studying your word and giving praise and bringing glory to your name, and not just only in the beginning, but going deeper into the word, Lord. So continue to strengthen her, continue to allow her to know that you are the great physician, and there is nothing too hard that you cannot do for a body. As she prayed for a little 3-year-old granddaughter, dear Lord, 3 grandsons and 1 little granddaughter, dear Lord, we know you are the great physician, and as she do that surgery, we ask you, Father, for your healing power towards her, our healing touch, Lord. We have faith in you to allow her to be comfortable at this time, and bless these young men, Lord, as she share your words with them, that they will accept your word without rejection, Lord, and they will also share your words to others. We also tonight lift up our dear sister Carla, Lord. Father, we thank you for a strong woman that you have given unto us this on this land. A woman, dear Lord, alone, single, Lord Jesus, and the things that you have done, what you have provided for her, you have made a way. Sometimes she feel like it cannot happen, but dear Lord, because of that trust, Lord, and that love that she has for you, Lord, you have sent help for her. So we want to give you thanks, Lord. And Father, continue to bless her son, Nicholas and Amanda, Lord, because I know she's praying for them to join our door and help, Lord, that they will be a light to their mom, to look at what mom have done, what you have done to mom, because all praise and honor go to you, not Sister Carla, dear Father, go to you for what you have done. So we ask you to bless her home, Father, and everything that is happening down there. We ask you, Father, for your protection, your love, your guide, and allow the Spirit, Holy Spirit, Lord, to be upon her, that she will be a testimony wherever she goes, whosoever she witnessed to, and all those who she took care of, Lord. We place them in your care. Now, dear Lord, we also lift up Sister Barnaby, Father, a woman of praise, a woman who of a joy in her heart, who love you, dear Father, and love others. As we lift her up to you, you know she have her family in Jamaica, Lord, her children. We ask you, Father, to bless them, to keep them, to guide them, our little community, our church, and also our church brothers and sisters here at her job. Allow her that the light will shine, and they too will come to know you, Lord. We also lift up our dear Sister Cancinelli, Father, resource, lot of resource on this line, Father, presenting the message and sharing and teaching and singing and reading the word. Dear Father, we ask you for your mercy upon our giver, the strength, Lord. We ask daily while we study, we pray together, dear, we share the word, and Lord, we are looking forward for your coming. So continue to bless her and her husband, their children, and also her grandchildren, Lord, especially the grandchildren serving the Lord. And we ask you to allow the parents to continue to lift them up
to you, Lord. So we just want to thank you. Father, we also lift up Sister Leola as she pray for her son Jarvis. Continue to bless Jarvis, Lord. Continue to bring back what he have studied while he was young, Lord, that he will remember how brilliant that young man was at school, Lord, and now the enemy tried to steal him away, but in the name of Jesus, we claim back your son, your child, because you call young men to be strong so that they can demonstrate your word and do the character of you like those three evil boys. So we place Jarvis in your care. We also place, Lord, to you, Jarvis, two children, dear Father, Sharla and Jarvis Jr. We present them to you. Nicole, Lord, we present Nicole and Amari. Lord, continue as a young girl at college. We ask you to help her, dear Father, that she will represent you at school bounce or student, or we announce her the student, dear Lord, so that they will see something different from Amari. Continue to bless Sister Leola and Brother Ray as Sister Leola do the missionary work in Louisiana at the store or under the bridge in the community. Lord, continue, Lord, to feed her with your word and also the supplies of these books that she have been giving out. Brother Ray at work working and witnessing, and the example that he portray at work, Lord, the employer, Lord, all of them see and look and saw the different from Brother Ray, and Lord, going for study and question. So we just want to give you thanks for that. We also lift up Sister Richards, continue to keep her, guide her as she minister in Tennessee. Help her, Father God, that she will carry out the work, Lord, the word to those who she come contact, and also Elder Richards, Lord, continue to bless and to keep, and that community. We lift up Sister Hubbard, Sister Boyd, and all those in that area. Now, Father, we come to an Advent light. We lift up Brother Rick. Father, has he prayed for the church community? He's praying for Advent light. He's also praying, dear Lord, for Brother Judy, dear Lord, with the ministry. Father, and he know that you are able to do all things. So we ask you for your divine help, Lord, with Brother Rick. Keep him on his job, dear, for protect him. And also as a church leader, dear Lord, we ask you to present him with that strength and the Holy Spirit that he will do your will. We also lift up, dear Father, his daughter, dear Father. You know everything about Ashley. And Lord, we place her and also his children, her children and Brother Rick's grandchildren. Now, dear Father, Brother O'Neill and his family, his children, the community that he is in, the work that he has been doing as a missionary work, Lord, we ask you to give him that wisdom that he will continue to present your words out there on the bus, at his workplace, and whosoever he come contact with, Lord. We also present the educator to you now, Lord. Those are struggling, Father. The things are so hard because vaccination and all these things is happening. And, Lord, the conscience of some of these educators, dear Father God, are not willing. But, dear Lord, we are asking you for your guidance. And those who are sick, Lord, in going into the building and took sick, dear Father, we ask you as the great physician to heal, Lord, because you can do all things. We lift up Sister Stephanie. We lift up Sister Naomi. Lord, we also lift up our dear educators, them, Lord. You know each one of them. So we place them in your care. Now, dear Father, I lift up myself. Father, continue to bless, continue to keep gray ears, Lord. I just want to thank you for these wonderful gray ears.
I want to thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing for me. I know it's not me. I know it's you. So continue to bless, continue to keep the community that I deal with, Lord, in Albany, the community in Jamaica, the community all over where there is help. And I can do the help, Lord. I thank you for providing the many means that continue to bless. Now, Lord, we lift up Brother Yudi to you, Father. As he asks for prayer, Lord, you know what his need is. And we know that your cattle upon the hill is yours. And all the what is in this world is yours. And whatsoever is need, dear Lord, allow him to trust you and to depend upon you, especially, Lord, in doing your service, Father God. You are able to do all things. So, dear Lord, give him the strength, Lord. Help him to have that faith and also that patience, dear Lord, because sometimes it's heavy. The burdens is heavy, Lord. No one can, the cares of the world. Lord, when we look and we see we have family to deal with, we have work to deal with, we have church to deal with, we have other activities to deal with. Lord, it is so much. But we know that you have bared so much for us. You have carried the cross for us, Lord. You went onto that cross where you suffer for us. And those are pain, dear God. And despite of all these things that is affecting our dear son, Lord, we ask you, dear God, to give him that strength and allow him to know that you are there to carry you. You are dear for him as a burden bearer. You are dear to help, Lord, and to allow everything to be successful. So in your hands we place him at work, dear Father, as he demonstrates your character at work. We know it's not going to be easy because there going to be a fight and the enemy is out like a roaring lion, but allow him to present your character, dear God, and you will keep and you will guide and protect. And all those who are there, dear Father, whatsoever the situation is, you know the situation, so we place it in your care. It may be silent, Lord, unspoken request, but, dear Father, you know, you feel his heart, you heard his cry. So we place him in your care. Continue, Lord, to bless his children and his sister Melissa, Elizabeth, and Carpenter, baby Kyla, who is a carpenter. We ask you to bless him, Lord. Keep him from all danger, dear Lord. Lord, he have been doing so much things that for 3 years, oh Lord, Father, you have been blessing that little child. So we ask you to bless him and keep him and guide him, Lord, that he, as a young man, will grow up, dear God, to be a light in his community. Father, what more could we ask of you? More than give you all the praise that due to you. And Father, if there is anyone we leave out tonight, those who are on the internet, we present them to you. You know their name. And silent requests, we present them to you. And Father, bless the speaker. Thank you for hearing. And thank you for loving us, dear Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, Sister Carla, thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for the prayer. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. Amen. Okay, I'm having problems opening and closing the line. Just a moment. Amen. Now, I will open the line for Brother Yudi. Just give me a few minutes. I close one line and open the other. Amen. Your line is now open, Brother Yudi.
Amen.
Amen.
So thank you very much for the prayers, Sister Paul. I appreciate the prayers. Thank you for those of you who are on tonight and listening. I am blessed to be here. I am thankful for the Sabbath. You know, When I think about the Sabbath and what it signifies, what it means, it reminds me, or it causes me, rather, to really want to hasten to the true Sabbath that we will be keeping together in heaven. Because, you know, yes, there will be a week-to-week Sabbath in heaven, right? However, the whole 1,000 years, every day will be as the Sabbath. Not in the sense that every day will be the Sabbath, but there will be no sin. There will be perfect rest. There will be perfect harmony between brethren, you know. Brother Yudi won't be so busy that he cannot call Sister Carla or vice versa. You know, there won't be any time spending in the cares of this life, right? We will be working in heaven. Don't get me wrong. You know, we will be working in heaven. But the work that we will be doing in heaven will not be the same as the work that we conduct today. Remember that when God created Adam and Eve and placed them in the garden, even before sin, that God told him to keep it, right? That word keep was to for Adam to work in the garden. Not that things were out of sorts and out of whack, but work was designed to be a blessing for man. And so in heaven, we will be able to work, but not in the sense of that which we are doing today, not the toiling and the cares that drags us down at times and make us tired and wanting to lay down and to sleep. There will be no need for sleep in heaven. And so we need to talk more about these things. And as I think about Advent Light Ministry and I think about the store that is opening, I think that the Lord was impressing me that we needed to have a week or two of, after we open, of classes, right, in that in the area to begin to minister to the brethren here. I was talking with Brother Bernard today as he was at the store. He came home from his driving. And we were talking about having some classes and things of that sort to begin to introduce to the community the various truths that God has given us for this time. Time is already 7:30, so let's get into a word of prayer as I share a thought, a devotional thought tonight. This is not a sermon because I don't have time to do a sermon in 20 minutes, actually, because it's 7:40 now, 8:40 your time, 7:40 my time here in the Southwest. And it was 80 degrees today, 83 degrees it was. It was hot. You know, we are, spring comes early in this area, in this part of the world. Spring comes early. The trees have already budded. I harvested my first salad last week. We had our salad that we planted already. So I know that in the Northeast, you guys are still, spring is coming, but it doesn't come as quick. So I just want to thank the Lord for the weather here that we enjoy. But let us pray as we open up with this thought. Father in heaven, we pray for your blessing. We thank you for your spirit. We ask for your guidance and for special understanding of your word. Father, please cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We are longing for the day, Father, where we can spend all eternity with you. But in the meantime, we can commune with you on a daily basis and walk with you as Enoch with you. And so we thank you and we ask all of these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Open your Bibles with me to the book of Job, Job chapter 9. And this morning I was contemplating Job, and there was a question, there was two questions that Job asked in this book, and I thought that it was important to for us to briefly focus upon today. Notice what the Bible says in the book of Job. We're going to the book of Job right before Psalm. Job comes before Psalm. Job chapter 9. Job chapter 9. And notice what the Bible says in Job chapter 9. As we read it together, I'd like a reader to read for me tonight, Job chapter 9. Let us read carefully verses 1 through verse, let's go to verse 10. Job chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. And the idea here that Job is bringing out is that it is futile to argue with God. Sometimes we argue with God, right? And how do we argue with God? We don't necessarily go back and forth with him, right? But we argue with God when we do not do what he says. Did you know that? When we disobey God's commandments, when we disobey God's direction in our life, when we disobey God's precept, we are essentially arguing with God. We are saying that we know better than him, and we all do it, because there is none that is good, no, not one. And so Job is writing here in the first verse, beginning in Job chapter 9. I want you to look with me and let us ponder that is being brought forth here in the book of Job chapter 9, beginning at verses 1 through 10. Do we have a reader tonight? Okay. Well,
amen.
I will read.
Amen. I opened the line for a reader. Someone first one.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, brother. Verses 1 through 10, you said?
Verses 1 through 10.
Yes. Okay. Then Job answered and said, I know it is so of a truth, but how should man be just with God? If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him. One of a thousand. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who hath hardened himself against him and hath prospered? Which removeth the mountains, and they know not. Which overturneth them in his anger. Which shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble. Which commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and sealeth up the stars. Which alone spreadeth out the heavens, and treadeth upon the waves of the sea, which maketh Arcturus and Orion and Pleiades in the chambers of the south, which doeth great things past finding out, yes, and wonders without number.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Rick. This is, I was reading this morning. I don't know how I was led to Job chapter 9, but I was in my personal devotion. I don't know if you know, but often my sermons are things that the Lord has revealed to me in my personal devotion. I don't remember how I was led to Job chapter 9, but if I read this before, I do not remember ever reading it. And I just want to pause and help you see some of these thoughts that Job is provoking here. To try to get us to think about none other than the character of God. Now, Ellen White writes in the book Christ's Object Lesson, she writes that there is a special message that is to be given in the last days, and she said this message will be the last message that will be given. She says that this message will be none other than a revelation of the character of God. So notice that the last message to be given to the world is a revelation of who God is, right? It is a revelation of God's character in which embodies, or in the Ten Commandments, rather, which actually embodies his character. If we were to look at his character under a huge umbrella, but under that umbrella, we have subtypes and things that we can look further into God's character. And I believe right here in Job chapter 9 that Job is acquainting us, or he is making us more aware with who God is, as it is our duty and our privilege to know. Now, the Bible tells us in the book of John, chapter 17, verse 3, that eternal life, let me go there before I misquote it. Let's go to John chapter 17. John chapter 17, verse 3. And notice what the Bible reads. In John chapter 17, verse 3, it says, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee." Now notice, John is saying that in order for us to experience life eternal, we were talking about heaven in the beginning of our brief talk here. I talked about how we will be in heaven and there will be no sin and we won't be tired. We will be working, but not the type of work that we do today. We won't be sweating, in a sense, or we won't be needing any rest, right? Life eternal, right, which is a literal thing. Life eternal is a literal thing. But there's also a spiritual component attached to that literal thing, which is life eternal. And to understand this concept, we need to just look again at John chapter 17, verse 3. Jesus, of course, is praying in that chapter. We are told in the spirit of prophecy that John chapter 17 is a type of prayer that Christ is praying even now in the most holy place. In other words, Christ is praying this prayer right now, right? We know at the heart of the prayer, he comes to a point where he said that his desire is for us to be one, right? Notice this, friends. His desire is for us to be one, even as he and his Father are one. Now, in order for us to be one with someone, we need to understand who that person is. Is that right? In order for us to be one, in other words, let me give you a practical example. In order for a wife and a husband to become one, they must come to a point where they understand and they know one another, right? Because if they do not understand and do not know one another, although they might be married, they might be what you call strangers. And there are many who are strangers. They are strange bedfellows, if you will, right? But Christ here says in John chapter 17 that life eternal is to know God and Jesus Christ. And in order to know God and to know Jesus Christ, we must understand his character. And I'll go back to the book of Job chapter 9 and let us review some of the questions or some of the things that Job is saying that would help us to better understand who God is as an individual, who he is, right? In verse number 1, the Bible says, "Then Job answered and said, I know." Now notice, friends, Job was acquainted with God, because if he were not acquainted with God, he could not have gone through the experience that he went through. Now, what kind of experience did Job go through? Now, in Job chapter 1, we are told very quickly, and we all know this book. Often it is not a book that we spend time in, but friends, we will have to go through the experience of Job in the time of trouble. Those who stand for God and for his commandments must be willing to go through an experience similar to that which Job experienced. Okay? So in chapter 1, we see in Job that the enemy, Satan, who saw that Job was a perfect man, Job was a man that feareth God, the Bible says, and eschewed evil. Because of that, God had blessed Job with substance, right? And Satan asked God to allow him to test Job. Now, he wasn't testing Job per se, but he was testing Job's faith. He was testing Job's faith in who God was. Are you following? In order to go through a test and to sustain that test in the right manner, we must understand the character of the individual that we are being tested about. And so Job is being tested by the enemy, and Satan came before the Lord and came among Job and began to accuse Job of serving God for his own personal interests, and saying that the only reason why Job is serving you is because you have done this and that for him. And if you were to take away the blessing, if you were to take away his house, if you were to take away his car, if you were to take away his wife, if you were to take away his children, God, I guarantee you that Job would begin to curse you to your face. Friends, this is a similar experience to that which we are going to go through. The great controversy tells us that some of us are going to have our children snatched away from us. Some of us are going to have our homes. We will have to flee our homes into the mountains. We will have to flee the things that we have, our bank accounts. All of these things are going to be subject to the enemy in order to try to cause us to bow down and worship him, in order to try to cause us to bow down and worship the beast. And Job, who is going through a similar experience to that which is prophesied in the third angel's message, is an example for us in that his experience was something that he was able to go through because of the fact that he knew God, that he had been experiencing life eternal because he had acquainted himself with God's character. Now we go back to Job 9. It says in verse 1, Job answered and said, I know. It is so of a truth. Friends, in order for us to go through that which we are about to go through, we must know who God is. We must not guess. We must not guess, but we must know. Job says, I know. I know of a truth. But here's the question he asked, but how should a man be just with God? So Job asked a question. He says, I know. It is so of a truth. But how shall a man be just with God? How can we be just with God? That is a question that is worth answering. It is a question that we must spend time in. How shall we, friends, be just with God? How shall we be just with God? I want to read this read this from Steps to Christ, page 23, paragraph 1, and this is in the chapter Repentance. Repentance. It says, how shall a man be just with God? It is only through Christ that we can be brought into harmony with God, with holiness. But how are we to come to Christ? So the answer is, if you're taking notes, how shall a man be just with God? The answer is through Christ. Okay? So Christ is the medium through which we may be enabled to become just with God. Now, some of you, when you heard that, you probably started to think about, okay, what can I do? What can I do to be just with God? But the truth of the matter is, there is nothing that you and I can do to be just with God, but rather what we need to do is to look to Christ, who has already done that which needs to be done to be just with God. And through his merits, through his sacrifice, we too can merit that which we do not deserve. So the question is, how shall we be just with God? And Job poses this question, and we find an answer in Steps to Christ, that this is done through Christ. And then it says, it is done by repentance, and repentance includes sorrow for sin. So to be just with God, we must be sorrowful for our sin. We must repent of our sins. And Job continues, as our time is running out, in verse number 3, he says, if he will contend with him, in other words, if God will contend with us, if God will take issue with us, friends, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. In other words, if God had a thousand things to contend with us with, we would not have one answer. Are you following, friends? If God had a thousand things to contend with you and I, there is not one answer that we could actually answer in order to...
Just a moment, brothers and sisters. I believe Brother Yudi line had dropped. I'm not sure if his phone died or what happened. Just a few minutes. Pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you, Lord, for wisdom and understanding. We thank you for health and strength, oh Father. We ask that you will restore the line back so that Brother Yudi is able to come back and finish his thought, Father. That his we ask that you will be with him in a special way, Lord, that you will be with his family and be with each and every one of us in our household, Father. We know the enemy is wrapped. When your messenger come to present the message that is needed, a message that will speak to our hearts, oh Father, we just thank you again. We glorify, we magnify your name, Lord, because with men things are impossible, but we know with you all things are possible. And we just thank you again, and we glorify, we magnify your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. He has not came back on yet, brothers and sisters. Brother Yudi, if you're coming on with another number, please press 1, or if you're able to open your line, please do so at this time. Okay. Okay, just a moment. Let me play a song.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed.
Amen, amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, I believe Brother Yudi Phone died, so we're gonna go ahead and close it now until next week. Amen. And I'll have another word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, I thank you ever so much again for blessing each and every one of us on this prayer line, those that are listening to us. Oh, Father, I pray that you will continue to teach us and guide us, that we will continue to search the scriptures, oh, Father, and draw closer to you, oh, Father, and read the spirit of prophecy, Steps to Christ, Great Controversy, oh, Father, and the many other books, Lord, testimonies to the church, to minister, Father. Lord, this is time, Lord, that we have to do a special work, oh, Father. The weakest, Father, you're going to take and use accordingly, oh, Father. Help us to be obedient. Help us, Father, to repent of our sins or our wayward ways, oh, Father, so that the Holy Spirit can fall upon us afresh, oh, Father, so we can give the loud cry. But there needs to be a change within our hearts, within our home, oh, Father. Right needs to be made wrong. Wrong needs to be made right, Father. Needs to be a change, oh, Father, in our mindsets, Father, in our ways, in our practice, oh, Lord. Help us to afflict our souls, kind and loving Father. Help us, kind and loving Father, in all that we do and say, that we not just be hearers of the word, but that we be doers, oh, Father, and that we be like your disciples of old, oh, Lord, who went out two by two, Lord, into the communities to give the last warning, oh, Father, to give warning to those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that are in spiritual jail, oh, Father. Their mind have not known of you or your truth or how much you love them and what you have done for them, oh, Father. Help us, oh, Father. Bless us this day and forevermore. Help us, Lord, to continue in your Sabbath and stay steadfast, oh, Father, and be blessed, Father. Receive that blessing that you have for us, Lord. Heal us right now, those that are sick. Touch us, oh, Father. Forgive our sins, O Father. We repent of our sins. Our iniquities are before you, Lord. We ask that you will remove them. We ask, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will give us strength to overcome every little sin, whether it be habit, dress, O Father, our diet, O Father, way of thinking, way of what we watch, what we listen to, O Lord, what come out of our mouth, O Father, what our eyes see, O Lord, whatever it is, draw us closer to our family, husband with wife, O Lord, reconciling husband and wife and family with children, with grandchildren, with loved one, O Father. Please help us to reach out to all of those that we have not talked to, O Lord. Help us to make it our duty throughout the week to reach out, to text, to call someone, to tell them about the love of Jesus and to pray with them, Lord. We thank you again. We glorify, we magnify your name, O Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Thank you again, brothers and sisters. May the Lord truly be with you, and may you have a good night. Jesus loves you. Amen. Thank you. Good night.